Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Former BBC News presenter Hugh Edwards has been given a suspended six-month sentence for child abuse image offences, meaning he avoids jail. The 63-year-old previously admitted three charges of making indecent photographs after he was sent 41 illegal images by convicted paedophile Alex Williams over WhatsApp. We're joined now by Julian Drucker, who's correspondent with Channel 5 News in London, who is at Westminster Magistrates Court. And Julian, thank you for joining us. As I say, Hugh Edwards has already pleaded guilty to the charges. Perhaps you could firstly remind us a little bit about this case.
Yeah, huge broadcaster. He announced the death of the Queen 2 years ago, left the corporation earlier this year, had been on sick leave since the summer of 2023, and he had disappeared from TV. The Sun newspaper had reported he'd paid a teenager for sexual images. Well, now we know he was communicating with a different teenager, Alex Williams, as you said. They had online chats that led to this conviction. And in July, Hugh Edwards admitted possessing 41 indecent images that this student had sent him. Seven of them were category A, and that is, you know, the most serious possible.
But both the prosecution and Mr. Edwards' defence spoke before the sentencing. Can you tell us what did they say?
They did. The prosecution gave us further detail about Hugh Edwards' offending. We heard how he'd sent £1,500 to that student who supplied him with images of child sexual abuse. The court was told Edwards kept asking for more and more content. He didn't save the images, though, they said. Now, the lawyer representing him said Hugh Edwards was profoundly sorry for betraying the priceless trust, he said, of viewers, and he recognised the repugnant nature of such images. And he also outlined the mental health disorders that he said Hugh Edwards had been having at the time, which he claimed had actually affected Hugh Edwards' actions.
And how did Hugh Edwards himself react to the sentencing?
There was not that much reaction. He leaned forward in the dock as the chief magistrate spoke, a sort of praying pose as he listened. He looked emotional as the judge set out the impact that these images of children have on the young people who are in them. But little reaction when he was given that suspended jail sentence. And obviously a powerful image to see someone formerly adored by millions and millions of people being sentenced for really serious crimes.
And has there been any response from the BBC, Julian?
Well, they've issued a statement. They said they were appalled by his crimes. They said he's betrayed not just the BBC, but audiences who put their trust in him. There is still this outstanding issue of his salary. He was on sick pay, Hugh Edwards. For 6 months of that, he was under arrest. This wasn't known at the time. And the argument is presumably he knew he was going to plead guilty, given the weight of evidence. We're talking about £200,000. People are asking, why doesn't he pay it back? The BBC Director General said recently that discussions are ongoing, but they have no powers whatsoever to claw that money back from him.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Julian Drucker, correspondent with Channel 5 News in London.